Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the church say, amen. Now, Psalms 46, the key verses in Psalms 46 I'd like to bring attention to today is verse 1, verse 2, and verse 10. I'm still carrying on with this series of Be Stay Strong and Courageous, Be Strong and Courageous, but I'm just referring to the Psalms about being strong and courageous. I'm going to read the scriptures from the King James Version. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalms 46 comes within a second collection of psalms that begins at Psalms 42 to Psalms 72. The first collection of psalms begin from Psalms 1 to Psalms 41. And after Psalms 72, there's a third collection of psalms. That psalm starts from Psalms 73. I want to talk in the context of this second collection of psalms and say these psalms, from Psalms 42 to Psalms 72, these psalms include psalms of prayer for rescue, a call to worship, a confession of sins, and that was when David stole the wife, stole Bathsheba from her husband, and he, in Psalms 51, he then had a confession of sin, and then an encouragement to trust God. And in the middle of all those psalms, there is a missionary psalm. So all those that feel the call for mission, there is a psalm in there for you as well. Psalms that have inspired hymns. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. That is a hymn inspired by the psalm. It said Psalms 23 is, the shepherd is the king, my shepherd is. That's another psalm from there. Psalms 46, it brings rise to the hymn, a mighty fortress is our God. Psalms 90, it said, O God, our help, in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blasts, and our eternal home. That's Psalms 90. There are other psalms that are listed, but I would just want you to draw out those key psalms this morning. And Psalms 46 is a hymn of praise. It's also a hymn of worship, a worship song of deliverance. This psalm may have been written around the time when the Assyrian army invaded the land surrounding Jerusalem. If you'd like to follow up that in study, that can be found in 2 Kings chapter 18 and 19. But I'm coming to the scripture at hand, which is Psalms 46. God is our refuge, even in the face of total destruction. God is our refuge. Even in the fears that the mountains or the cities suddenly crumble into the sea. God is our refuge. Even when we are faced with natural disasters that we cannot stop because it just comes, God is our refuge. Even if it's man-made weapons that are used to cause destruction, God is our refuge. He is not merely a temporary retreat. He is permanent retreat for us. He is our safe haven. I don't know if you remembered a while ago, probably many, many years ago, we used to have the flats, Knoll Street flats. It is now where Asda resides. It back in the day, anybody around those age might remember, it was called the concrete jungle. And, you know, and a lot of people lived in those flats. You know, they used to, you know, when they came and they didn't have a house to live in, and they went on probably the social renting. A lot of people lived within the confines of the flat. And when the flats came down, the song that was played is another one, Bites the Dust. And if you think about it, the concrete, even though people lived in there, they wasn't safe at all. I remembered going back to my childhood that my mother and a few of the people that were in the church at the time that we were in went out to do some evangelism within the flat, Roy Wilkes and a few others. And they came under attack in this concrete jungle just for sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It came to the point where they wanted to throw them over the wall because they were sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we can say that God was a temporary, a permanent retreat for them. God was their refuge. I know Roy Wolf can echo to that. How God protected them while they were there sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God in the scripture talks about he provides us with strength in every circumstances. That's why the writer makes it clear when he said, "You are my strength, just like no other." You know, strength, you know, sometimes we get up and we're weak. But as the day goes on, we begin to gain strength. And that's God coming in. That's God turning up. That God switching the light on within us. He gives us the strength just like no other. And the scripture carries on to say there are many great cities that have rivers flowing through them. And one of the cities is the city that we reside in at this time. We have a river running through the city. Whether it's River Lean and River Trent, there is some river running through the city. And it shows that the city is prosperous because it has a river running through it. And we can say that the city of Nottingham is sustaining lives. The river is sustaining lives. It is possible for agriculture. It's possible for our sanitation. It is possible that we can facilitate trade as a country because we have rivers running through our cities. Now, in the scripture, it talks about Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a built-up cosmopolitan area as we know it at this moment, and it does not have a river flowing through it. But the closest to it that it's got is it gets source of water from a fresh water spring that comes from three of the valleys in outside of Jerusalem. There's the Kidron Valley, there's the Tripon Gap Valley, and there's Ben Ahon Valley. There's three valleys that feed Jerusalem with water. But if we take it to the context of God being a river, Jerusalem, a God who was like a river, flowing through the midst of the lives of the people that were based in Jerusalem, a river that was sustaining them. And because God was among them, it's like you have a river running through the middle of Mansfield Road. And because you've got a river flowing through, we're getting benefits of the river either side of the aisle that we're sitting on. Because God is with us. God is like a river running through. The city was invincible because God was with every individual. And that made an impact because God was with them. But there became a time when the people abandoned God. Their hour was too prosperous. They felt too rich to have God as their friend anymore. I've got my celebrity friends. I don't need God anymore. I've got the rich and famous. I'm part of this group. I'm part of that group. I'm in a television program. I don't need God any longer. And they abandoned God out of their life. And when they abandoned God, that means there were consequences. The protected wall that was around them came down, began to crumble because they no longer wanted God to protect them. Their walls started to fall down. And when their walls started to fall down, guess what? The enemy was able to get in. And in Jerusalem, when they forgot about God, guess what? The Assyrian armies and the Babylonian armies and all the armies of the east were waiting to come and destroy the city. Why? Because they left room. They left it open. Instead of putting God as their protection, instead of God, they had their armies. And their armies was not strong enough for the invading forces because God was their protection. We cannot avoid war and destruction. That's inevitable. But we have a God that gives final victory. At the time, all we can do is be still and know that he is God. I believe there's a right to say, be still and know that I am God. I can hear the writer singing the song, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He wants to heal our lands. He wants to heal our lives. He wants to heal our families. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And that's why we're being still for the presence of the Lord. The Holy One is here. My beloved one, take each day at a time and be still. And know that God is God in our life. Sometimes we've got a busy life that God is not even in the picture. We eat food, we eat breakfast, but we don't mention God in the breakfast because we can't even pray for the breakfast because we're in such a hurry. So God is never in our conversation. Even at our breakfast time, even at lunch, God is never graced over our meals because we're too busy. Guess what? We've got to watch EastEnders. So God is never in our dinner because guess what? We miss him out because Carnation is better. And we have to put God in his rightful place in our lives. Or it might be me. I put YouTube clips on. You know, all these cooking, I know how to cook some Caribbean food. I've been on YouTube, sitting watching YouTube. I tell you, I can spin the coconut dumplings and all of those. But I've got to make time for God. It don't matter how juicy the meal is on the screen. I've got to make time for God.